Today's show is brought to you by Bruce Fine Construction. If you can't find the house to buy, maybe it's time to build your house. Bruce built my home, and I know he can build your home too. Check him out today at brucefineconstruction.com or call at 570-362-1185. Today's episode is brought to you by Pillar to Post Home Inspectors. Don't buy a home without getting it inspected. You need to use a home inspector you can trust, and that's why I recommend Eric Rubin at Pillar to Post Home Inspectors. If you're buying a home, call the Rubin team today at 570-438-1010. This episode is brought to you today by Whitehall Mortgage. Where there's a will, there's a Whitehall. Buying a home starts by getting a pre-approval, and nobody does it better than Doug in Dallas. Call them today at 570-562-7505 or apply online at whitehallmortgagefinancial.com. Hey, everybody. Thanks for joining me today. I am Dave Whitechuck. I'm the host of the Real Estate Right Now podcast, and I've got one for you today that I think is really, really good. And, you know, what I say is when corporate America lets you down, it might be the time to bet on yourself. I'm starting to see right now big companies starting to announce layoffs for their sales force or other workers, and it's really concerning. And I think back to when I decided to go full-time in real estate, that's exactly the situation I was in. I was in my early 30s. I had two children under two, and I just got laid off from a job in the pharmaceutical industry. It was the second time that I was laid off in a six-year period, and I decided that I wasn't going to allow that to happen to myself anymore, and I went full-time in real estate, and I haven't looked back. It's really the best decision I've ever made. And if you're in that position now, I want you to know, especially if you're a little bit older, it's never too late. It's never too late to get started in real estate. There's a huge list of people who came into this industry and found success after they retired from whatever it may be. Retired teachers, for instance, do tremendous in real estate. A lot of times they'll teach for 35 years, they're 60 years old, they still feel really good, they still feel vibrant, they come into the real estate industry and they can thrive for a decade plus. It happens all the time. So don't ever think that you're too old or that it's just not for you. And at the very least, if you're thinking about it, maybe you owe it to yourself to try. There's nothing wrong with betting on yourself. It's so weird because when I hear people talk about wanting to try something new, and it's concerning, right? Because real estate's 100% commission. So they do the what if game. You know, what if I fail? What if it doesn't work out? What if I, you know, take the class but I don't sell the way I can? What if it's way harder than I thought it was going to be? What if it's a terrible decision? Well, every time someone says what if negative, There's another side to that coin, right? And it's what if positive? Like, what if I do this and it's the best decision I ever made? What if I do this and I start making more money than I've ever made in my life? What if I do this and I have more time to spend with my family and friends? And what if I live the life that I kind of been wanting to live, but I couldn't because I was stuck in a corporate America job, right? So if someone says, what if bad, I think you at least have to consider what if good. And I'm telling you right now, depending on your skill set, the what if good, it's far more likely than what if something bad happens, right? Because you have those skills. Now, if you want to make that switch or if you want to give yourself the opportunity, I think it's really, really important. You have to have a plan. All right. You have to have a plan. You have to have a deadline. And your plan has to include what if I do succeed and what if I do fail. I know when I got into the industry, I said to my wife, I said, I'm going to try this. And all I ask is that you give me 6 months. I want 6 months. And in 6 months, if I don't have this thing figured out and if I can't sell the way I think I'm going to sell and if I can't, you know, support our family, I'll quit. And you won't have to ask me to quit. In 6 months from now, I'll know. I'll know it's not working. I'll quit and I'll go do something else. I think it's important to have that deadline in your mind. And I think it's important because it allows you to set goals that are actionable and it allows you to have a plan, right? And at the end of those 6 months, what I found is that my real estate career was thriving. I had sold many houses already. I had a few others under contract. I had buyers that wanted to work with me. I had sellers that wanted to work with me. And I never looked back. It took me to a place where I really, truthfully don't know if I could have gotten to in my life had it not had been for me having the courage to start a career in real estate. So have a plan, set some time. And one of the biggest things, you know, the thing that really drove me towards this is the thought that as an employee, even of the best companies, of the biggest companies, as an employee, in many cases, you're just a number. And I know some people think, well, not where I work. Well, probably, right? Because if you quit tomorrow, how long would it take to replace you? If the answer to that question is pretty quickly, maybe you're not as expendable or you're not as indispensable as you think you are, right? So it's one of those things. I liked the transition into real estate because I said, I'll never lay myself off. And I knew that I'm betting on myself. I'm going to work and I'm going to do what it takes to be successful. And no one else will ever have control over whether or not I have a job again. And I enjoyed that. I was having a conversation with a friend just last week, and he works for, I won't say who it is, but he works for a huge, huge company. And he's fortunate. He's in a really good spot in his company. His position's safe. But he said, we're going to be laying off 100 salespeople. And I said, really? I said, where's the company at? So he told me the company thinks they're going to make $4 billion. All right. $4 billion with a B. $4 billion in 2024. And they're going to be laying off 100 salespeople to try to cut some costs. And they think that by laying off 100 salespeople, it's going to save the company $15 million. Another way to say that is they're going to be saving 0.375% of the company's profit. So they're saving less than 1%. So in my opinion, and maybe I'm wrong, but in my opinion, they could definitely afford to carry those 100 salespeople, but they won't, because $15 million is more important to them than 100 lives, 100 families, and 100 communities, really, that these people live in. So think about the sheer numbers of that. So if they decided to not lay these people off and to continue employing them, instead of making $4 billion, they'd have to settle for $3.985 billion. Now, if you're like me, you feel terrible for that company, right? But I definitely don't feel like I'm ready to start passing the hat around to throw some change in to help them. I still feel like that's a tremendous amount of money. And one of the great things about being self-employed, it gives you the chance to build your dream. You're not building the dream of somebody else. You're building your dream. You're building your future, your family's future. Hopefully you can, because look, self-employed people, 1099 people, especially in real estate, we work together in an office. You could help build dreams together. You could mentor other agents. You can train other agents. You can be part of a brokerage that's, active in their community and cares about you as a person. I mean, those are the things that you should be looking for. Because if you could find that, not only can you help your career, you can help other people's career, which is a really, really great spot to be in. And nothing feels better than that. Sometimes I hear people say, you know, Dave, I just don't know if I have the courage to try it. You know, I tell people I'm going to try it and they say, you know, the market's changing and it's really tough. And are you sure you can make it? Something I tell people all the time, when you tell someone that you want to try something, don't allow them to project their fears onto you. All right. So if I tell someone, you know, if I said, hey, I'm gonna go full time into real estate, I had people telling me, oh, Dave, are you sure that's 100% commission? That's really risky. I don't know if that's a good idea. When they told me that about me, all I heard was them telling me they can't do it and it's too risky for them to try it. But they don't know what my motivation was. They don't know what my work ethic is. They don't know how important it is for me to succeed in any industry I get into, and how important it is for me to succeed as a father, as a husband, as a friend, as someone who wants to be a leader in my community. I don't think people understand the amount of work that I was willing to put in to get to where I wanted to go. And you shouldn't let other people project their fears onto you either. One thing I do, you know, what got me into real estate and what makes you, if you're thinking about it, something that you could think about, when I looked at other people, I look for people who are having success in the industry. And when I looked at people who were having success in the industry, I asked myself three things. Are they smarter than me? Do they work much harder than I'm willing to work? Or do they have some built-in advantage or safety net that I'm unaware of? If the answer to those questions is, no, I don't think they're much smarter. No, I don't think they're, you know, work much harder. And no, I'm pretty sure they're not independently wealthy. If those people can have success, I always felt that I could too. Look, the truth is layoffs are really, really challenging. It's a tough time in someone's life, but I can tell you from experience, personal experience, sometimes a layoff could be the best thing that ever happens to you. And if you're getting laid off from corporate America over the next 6 months or 12 months, and you're thinking about starting a career in real estate, I think you owe it to yourself to at least try. If you're considering it and you want to talk to me about it, I'd love to hear from you. I'm here to help no matter where you are. Real estate changed my life. It could do the same thing for you. And if it's a dream that you have, I think you should pursue it. Thanks for joining us for today's episode, everybody. If you want to hear more content, follow us at Real Estate Right Now Pod on YouTube. Once you're there, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. And if you want to follow me directly, check me out. It's Dave Wychok at Facebook, LinkedIn, TikTok, Instagram, all the socials that you're already using.